Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Welcome to Tech Vibe Radio. I'm just so happy you're spending your Sunday morning right here with me. I'm Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, where it is my duty every single Sunday to give you this front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. I just love telling the stories of Pittsburgh's tech companies, especially our members at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. And today we are diving into the cutting edge world of artificial intelligence and defense technology with James Julius, who is the founder and CEO of Visimo. And they are based, I love this, in Carnegie. Carnegie's a great little part of town. You roll in there, there's some great stuff happening down there. And Visimo has been making these waves in the industry, and they recently secured a $3 million contract with the U.S. Army Artificial Intelligence Integration Center. Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
It's through the Department of Defense's Tradewind Solutions Marketplace. And we're talking about AI-driven drones, rapid prototyping, all the fun stuff. So really stoked to nerd out with you today, James. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Most definitely. Before we jump into it, give us the elevator pitch for Visimo. It was great. Before we hit the old record button today, you were telling me, like, you've been in business for 10 years now. So first, congratulations on 10 years. That is an accomplishment in your industry, man. You've pivoted quite a few times over the years.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, beginning of October 2015, we got going. And 10 years, well, you blink and it's on you.
It is.
And, you know, I was joking with you before we got going. I said, you know, 10 years ago, we were making, you know, visual dashboards for air conditioning companies. And now today we're going to talk about, you know, literally doing additive manufacturing and building AI-driven drones in-house. So it's been quite the arc that we've gone on.
It's very, very cool. And you've probably write a book at some point.
a couple of books at this point. Yeah.
And also the way you've built your company, you've always had customers.
Yeah.
As you bootstrapped it, which I think I just love. I know Audrey, our CEO, who's also my co-host often on the show. She's always in and out, but she would probably give a big kiss on the lips right now.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. You know, we secured our first customer within 6 months. I had a very young, growing family at that point. We ate ramen for a couple of years.
Right? And just sort of...
We're very lean and, you know, hired my first set of employees, you know, a year and a half, 2 years after we got going. And one of those guys has been with me the whole time.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's been incredible to see his growth. And then the other folks that we've hired, you know, we have a great and committed staff with us. And
yeah,
really, really blessed.
That's a good story. I love it all the way around. For first and foremost, congrats on this contract. That is a huge deal as far as it goes. Give me the key details of this. I mean, this sounds like really important stuff as I was kind of introing this. I mean, we're talking about drones. And a rapid prototype, I mean, tell me, what exactly is going on with this? And how did they find you in the first place to do this?
Yeah, so the U.S. Army's AI Integration Center, they're based out of here in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. A few years back when the Army Futures Command stood up, they had the AI task force that came here to Pittsburgh. And they, at that point, were looking for businesses to work with that would essentially be the intersection of small businesses, university, mm-hmm. and military partners. And this is going back to 2020, 2021. We built relationships with them at that point. And we were the business that was selected to build this AI platform that would unify this small business and university and allow them to be able to do data science and artificial intelligence design in a software platform. And, you know, we were the company chosen to prototype this. So our relationship with the AI Integration Center, AI2C, goes back about 5 years. And so we've been working with them on different projects, different topics over the past few years, anything from software to in the computer vision space when it comes to examining artillery fire. And so this was an offshoot of some of that work that we started a few years ago. And one of the needs that we're finding out is there's a bunch of unmanned aerial vehicles that end up being in a wartime theater, right? So you're seeing these different classes of UASs. So small ones, think about things that are like 10 pounds or less. And there's these drones of them, swarms of them that will fly. And they have just no real way of understanding what is happening in the front lines of the military. And so these small ones, they don't have a lot of endurance, and they wanted to create a drone that was less expensive, because drones are super expensive.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking like there's ones that we're evaluating that are like $70,000-$80,000 a pop. And these are small ones. They're called SRRs, or short range reconnaissance aircraft. And so the Army had this idea, and they said, hey, we want to create a MRR, or a mid-range reconnaissance aircraft.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And so mid-range basically said, hey, it needs to be able to fly further. It needs to be able to fly longer. And it's going to be predominantly doing intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions. So going to fly high. It's going to be able to, you know, be able to run front activities, be able to understand and observe what is going on in the front lines. So that was like big mission. And they're like, and at the same time, we want it to be inexpensive.
And it's like, cheap. Sure, no problem.
Right. So, you know, if you want it to be good, you want it to, you know, not cost a lot of money. How do you be able to maximize these things in a rapidly evolving ecosystem?
Right. Oh, right? My goodness.
Now, bear in mind, what I mentioned to you is a couple of years ago, we were making dashboards for analytics.
I was
going to
say, yeah, you were making dashboards.
Right? So how do you make that jump? Right.
Yeah.
And so we've been in the machine learning and artificial intelligence space for a long time. The staff that we have, you know, we have engineers on staff, we have physicists on staff. And so at the same time, we have a pretty deep bench of software engineering experience. So when you look at the, like, you know, the dozen person company, right? It's, well, how equipped are they to be able to be developing drones? It's, well, at the same time, we now have access to all these tools we've been using forever. And since AI was at its earliest inception point, and we're able to now bring in all the education that we have and all the information that exists publicly, and be able to rapidly prototype, you know, drones using artificial intelligence to help be the backbone of that. And so at the same time, it's AI to imagine, to design the drone. It's using artificial intelligence means to be able to observe the battlefield and be able to then give that information back to the person who is piloting the drone. So it's just some really cool stuff that we've had the opportunity to do and build.
You make it sound so simple, but it's very complex. But I love the fact that it's very complex. You have that startup ability to just adapt and overcome and take on a project like this. going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, learn more about the contract and really more the future, what's happening with Vismo. In case you just joined us, we are talking to James Joyce, the founder and CEO of Vismo. And I love the fact you guys are based right there in Carnegie, doing the great work that you're doing. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Go to pghtech.org. I dare you to. We'll see you in a second.
The Pittsburgh Technology Council has been helping our region's tech companies succeed since 1983. The Pittsburgh Technology Council helps its members meet new customers, hire top talent, make headlines, and have a strong voice in government. From startup to multinational, the PTC helps tech companies and advanced manufacturers of all sizes. See how we can help your venture grow at pghtech.org. That's pghtech.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com. Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com. Highmark at Highmark.com. Huntington Bank at Huntington.com. Kindling at TheKindlingAgency.com. PNC Bank at PNC.com. And Savior at Savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Welcome back. Oh my goodness, it's Sunday morning. It is time for more Tech Vibe Radio. We are back from the break, and this is Jonathan Kirsting. I'm with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Go to pghtech.org. And if you just joined us, we are hanging out with James Julius. He's the founder and CEO of Vismo, based in Carnegie. They scored a really nice contract with the government all around building drones. And I mean, it goes even deeper than that. It's a very complex project, but I'm just really excited for the company because if anyone's been following Tech Vibe or the Tech Council over the years, an area that Pittsburgh is really growing is around like defense robotics. And it's so rewarding for us at the Tech Council because it is a great way for our startup companies to really put their chops to work and get paid. And we have so much building strong relations with the government where they're in town just sniffing out
all of our smart companies here that have great solutions that they can deploy. And this is one of them. I mean, you just came back with this $3 million contract. We're talking about how the fact that, like, you were once building dashboards as you started 10 years ago. And now, like, you're in the business of building drones. And they take off vertically. And they do some crazy things. And they're supposed to be not as expensive. Right. All these, it seems like you have these disparate goals you got to reach to make these things happen. Yeah. Let's dive into a little bit more. I got to know more about these drones and what the timeline is to get these things up and running. I mean, yeah. I'm very excited for you guys.
So the contract has a very fast turn. It's a 15-month contract, right? And so the idea to take something that's on a couple sheet of paper performance statement that says, okay, it has to be able to go this fast. It has to be able to stay in the air for this long. It has to be able to be at this price, right? You have these things that are naturally competing against each other. And one of the things we were talking about in the break is, oh, could you feed something like this into a ChatGPT, a Claude or whatever, and have it give you an answer? Sure, you probably could get an answer, but then there's the actual like science and engineering of how do you actually get this thing in the air?
Right.
You know, we have an astrophysicist that works on our team. And
it's good to have one of those on your team.
In times like this, it's super beneficial, for sure. And, you know, so we get into the science of the airfoil and understanding what the airflow is that's going to be around the 3D printed airframe, right? So the piece of this is everything is fully 3D printed. It's fully attributable. So it means that I can have parts that can be replaced, you know, very, very inexpensively. It's not like you get a scratch on an aircraft and it's going to cost you $1 million to be able to be replaced. You know, you damage one of the wings and it can be able to be replaced or 3D printed at a forward operating base.
I love the fact of there being 3D printing facilities like at a base because it's like a drone's down.
Yeah.
We could print the part for you. Where's the file? Boom. Right. Got yourself a part.
Absolutely. Back in business.
Yes.
You know, and you know, what's one of the cool things, this project has been, you know, recognized by our US senators, right? So, you know, Senator Fetterman, you know, put it out there. He's like, you know, calling out the fact that, you know, every dollar we bring back to the Commonwealth, it's, you know, better jobs, a stronger community, it's real wins for Pennsylvania.
That's why the Tech Council gets so excited about this type of work, because it works on so many levels. Yes.
And at the same time, building these drones and everything that we build has to be compliant with the NDAA. So it has to be compliant with the National Defense Authorization Act. So it has to be able to not have adversarial components that are a part of the aircraft. So, you know, takeaway is some of the best cameras and chips and other types of things you would typically see in the drones that you might go to Costco or Best Buy or whatever, all that stuff's coming from China. We can't have that in our drones.
It's got to all be sourced U.S., right?
So, U.S. or Blue List.
Blue List. So, gotcha.
So basically, you know, you have the parts that we can be able to build this thing with are restricted. You mentioned about, you know, it has to be able to take off vertically. Well, part of the reason is because we don't know where these troops are going to be.
There may not be a runway.
Might not be a runway, right? And it's built so that, you know, two of these guys, they're soldiers on the front lines, between two backpacks, they can go out to wherever they want.
Deploy a drone.
And deploy a drone.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, because that's the big thing. They need to have persistent aerial surveillance. So persistent being, it has to have a really long flight time. It has to be able to be up in the air for a long time. So that's, you know, sort of low bar. You know, one of the things that we do, automated battle damage assessment. So basically it says, okay, you have artillery fire that explodes, or did it engage and actually hit the target?
It can confirm whether there was a hit or what it took out. So you can bring that intel back and they can plan accordingly.
That's right. Yeah. And what some of the big drivers of what we had heard more broadly is that these drone initiatives, they haven't really been codified across the entire military industrial complex yet.
Interesting. Okay.
So there's a lot of different initiatives that are being stood up at the division levels, and they're trying to all solve how do you be able to bring drones effectively into the battlefield.
Will this unify all that then?
I would love for us to say, hey, we're creating the unifying piece.
I was going to say, Matt, come on, how do we make that happen?
There are plenty of commanders who are trying to solve this. And, you know, we're pleased to be able to be playing one role.
Of course.
There's a need because our adversaries have some of the similar tools to what we have. Right?
I mean, just looking at what's going on in Ukraine and how it seems to me, from what I can tell, it's like a war of drones. It's like, these are the new weapons of war.
Right.
And so the ability that you can use these at all different levels, whether they're attacking or just doing the surveillance, and the idea that you can put one in your backpack with two guys or two soldiers and go out there and deploy something that takes straight off.
Right.
And I get excited when I say, hey, all that technology came out of Carnegie, PA.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we got the opportunity. Been in Carnegie now for a couple of years. We were in Coriopolis, you know, before then. You know,
up the hill there a little bit.
I was going to say, so we're inching our way towards the city.
But
it's sort of cool that you have these, you know, the future of the way that the wharf is surveilled and intelligence is gathered, and that's happening right in our backyard.
Yeah, and so you got 15 months to complete this contract.
Right.
It's going to go by fast.
And so we're already a few months into it. And so just the process of getting, you know, our press release squared away and sort of going up the chain of command,
right,
because Army Futures Command has gone through some consolidation with some of their
right
folks.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so, you know, we've been at this project now for about 4.5-5 months. And so, you know, we're sort of well down the path. We're starting to go through the test prints and sampling, and
it's gotta be so exciting to watch this come together and see your team come together and build this. Like, that's gotta be amazing.
And actually building stuff, you know, we've moved, and our arc has changed from being like really services driven to being product driven. But now being to the point you can actually put your hands on the thing that you're building as an owner, that's just super
cool. We just
cool
printed it. It didn't help.
You just dreamed it up. We need to do something a little bit different. Good. You know, switch the file and let's go try it again. So you hit it right in the head, is, you know, rapid prototyping being a big piece of it.
That's what's so exciting to me, is that you're bringing, these are all technologies that you see at one time, just one company specializing, and someone can just do 3D. And there are companies that do that. But the idea you're taking something like 3D printing,
right,
AI, all this stuff, and it's all under one roof here at Visimo. That's pretty amazing stuff. Oh my goodness, we only have a couple minutes left. What's going on besides this? I know you're cooking all kinds of projects at Visimo. Yep. This is just one of the many things you're working on. What can we look forward to in 26? Because it's like November now.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my goodness, it's that time of year. Let's start thinking about the 26.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
You know, we've been fortunate to have been working with most of the 3- and 4-letter acronyms of the agencies. So we work with NASA, we work with EPA, work with USDA, or Department of Energy, Navy, Army, Air Force, right?
Those are my kind of acronyms, man.
Right?
I like
that. I was going to say, this is alphabet soup for anybody listening at home. And so what, you know, some of the things that we're proud about and we're going to continue to see, one of their big projects is we have our first AI-trained application that's in space. And it's actually running on the space station, right? And so it's,
that's awesome.
So for us to say, hey, who is the first AI company to have an AI-trained application in space? Yeah, that's Visimo. It's a local, you know, AI organization in Carnegie, Pennsylvania.
You heard that here on Tech Vibe. What a cool way to wrap up the show. That's what I'm talking about, outer space.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just so amazing. James, what a fantastic time talking with you. I need another 20 minutes because there's so much going on, but I think our listeners got a fantastic taste with what you're up to. Go to visimo.com, check it out. And I'll see you at Tech 50.
Visimo.ai.
Visimo.ai. Check it all out. And I have a feeling I'm going to be seeing you at Tech 50 this coming week, which is just this Thursday coming up, which is, oh my goodness.
Yep.
Time's moving by fast. I got my fingers crossed for you guys, man.
Thank
it's
you
always
very
a
much
great event, and definitely so glad you're a finalist.
Yeah, finalist for the AI robotics, and I'm a finalist for the CEO of the year as well.
Oh, you're up for two.
Now
my fingers are, both my hands are crossed with my fingers. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And everyone, thanks for listening here this Sunday. Hope you tune in next week for more stories just like what's happening on here with Visimo. Go to pghtech.org. Find out all the ways the Pittsburgh Technology Council can help your tech company succeed, or if you're trying to tap into the tech industry, we can help you with that as well. I will see you on the air next Sunday.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com.
Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Get Tech Vibe wherever you get your podcasts and never miss a show. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. And we're always coming at you right from the Huntington Bank studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.